is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 13 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Yanetta. Three teenage boys will be in Belleville court today for charges in a disturbing sexual assault case from the summer. City police arrested five suspects after a young woman was attacked by six males in early August in the backyard of a home in Belleville. The three teens with court appearances today are charged with gang sexual assault, aggravated sexual assault, and robbery. The other two teens will be in court November 1st in the case. The police investigation is still open. Closing arguments will be held today at the Dean Brown double murder trial in Picton. The Belleville man faces two counts of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of 46-year-old Tracy Hanna and 14-year-old Whitney Hanna. 20-year-old Brown is also charged with one count of attempted murder on his ex-girlfriend Shannon Hanna. The victims who were killed were Shannon Hanna's mother and younger sister. The charges stem from a shooting at the Hanna home near Mountain View, south of Belleville, in March of last year. The jury is expected to receive its instruction from Justice Richard Byers Wednesday morning before being sent to deliberate Wednesday afternoon. Three Americans who were imprisoned in Iran and accused of espionage are lending their support to activists with the Occupy Wall Street movement while the same protests continue in Toronto. Shane Bauer, Josh Fatal, and Sarah Shord spoke Monday at the Occupy Oakland encampment in front of City Hall, where activists have been sleeping in tents for the past week.
What's happening here in Oakland, we saw it in Wall Street, we saw it in D.C., all over the country and all over the world, is part of that same struggle, a struggle for dignity and a struggle for freedom.
The three were arrested by Iranian authorities in 2009 while hiking near the Iran-Iraq border and accused of being spies. Shord was released last year while Boyer and Fatal were released last month. The Toronto Transit Commission says it's expecting its 28th billion customer today. TTC Chairwoman Karen Stintz will be on hand at Davisville Station to welcome lucky riders. The 28th billion rider will receive a special gift. The TTC was formed in 1921 and had the third largest ridership in North America after Mexico City and New York City. Canadian rugby flanker Adam Kielberger says his face feels cooler and his head lighter now that he's had his massive beard shaved off for charity. Kleberger's bearded wild man look made headlines for himself and the Canadian rugby team at the World Championships in New Zealand. He had his beard shaved clean in front of hundreds of cheering students at the University of Victoria.
Somebody said to me that the modern day beard is the urban antler, so I like that one.
Nice!
Is that how you'd describe an urban antler?
Antler?
How would you describe your look?
My look with a beard.
Yes.
I think lumberjack probably suits best.
Kleberger says he wants to raise awareness and money for cancer research and contribute to an earthquake relief fund for people in Christchurch, New Zealand. A new study supports getting mammograms every other year instead of annually. AP chief medical writer Marilyn Marchion reports annual mammograms have a downside for many women.
They're uneasy about it. They can cost money. They can lead to side effects. But some women feel that it's worth that for the extra margin of early detection. The authors did the study to give women a better idea of just how strong those chances are. More than half of women get called back for an extra test that turns out to have been unnecessary because no cancer is found.
The study suggests that screening every other year drops this false alarm rate to 42% without a big risk of cancer being found at a late stage. The head of the Canadian Wheat Board has issued a renewed declaration of war against the federal government as it moves ahead with plans to wipe out the board's monopoly on grain sales. Legislation is to be introduced today, and Agriculture Minister Jerry Ritz says it will be passed by the end of the year. But Board Chair Alan Oberg says the government is acting illegally because it has not held a required plebiscite with farmers. It's expected the new legislation will remove the requirement for a plebiscite. A real-life horror story from Philadelphia gets worse. Mentally disabled adults were chained and abused in the basement of an apartment building, an act of what police call pure evil. More from ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
For all that, it may only be the tip of the iceberg.
It's going to take a long time before we fully understand the depth of it.
It is the case of four mentally disabled adults, weak, defenseless, locked in a Philadelphia basement.
These are just four people that we know of.
Philly Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey says it is a cold-blooded, organized crime to steal Social Security checks from unwitting victims elsewhere in the country.
All those people have to be tracked down to find out whether or not they too were victimized.
Three people so far have been arrested. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A video showing a little girl being run over twice and then ignored by passersby is sparking outrage in China. Tom Rivers has the story.
CCTV video posted on the internet is hard to watch. It shows a toddler being struck by two vans in a narrow market street in the city of Fushan. In the course of the next few minutes, at least 18 people pass by, but no one stops to help the young bloodied victim before a trash collector finally picks her up. The two-year-old's now in a coma in critical condition. The incident has people in China asking whatever happened to public ethics, as the country focuses instead these days on economic growth and material gain. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 1205. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties, and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. Quick recap on the NHL games last night. The Leafs lost for their first time this season, a 3-2 overtime loss to the Colorado Avalanche. David Jones had the overtime marker for the Avs, who finished 5-0 on their road trip in Canada. Thanks to a Kyle Wellwood goal 8 seconds into the game, the Winnipeg Jets got their first win of the season, 2-1 over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Wellwood felt his team got back to basics.
I think we had good jump, too. Certainly, getting the momentum early in the game helped, and we just kept the pressure on them, and they had their own chances, but Pape played great.
Elsewhere, the Oilers controlled Nashville 3-1, Florida beat Tampa Bay 7-4, while Anaheim beat San Jose 3-2. In local hockey, the Trenton Golden Hawks will be looking to get back in the win column as they face Peterborough tonight at 7 p.m., and in Empire B, the Napanee Raiders face the Port Hope Panthers also tonight at 7:30. In the NFL, New York Jets defensive back Darrell Revis took an 100-yard interception to the end zone as his Jets handled the Dolphins 24-6. That win snaps the Jets' three-game losing streak and keeps the Dolphins winless. Minnesota Vikings coach Leslie Frazier said he'll decide by tomorrow whether to bench struggling quarterback Donovan McNabb, who was replaced by rookie Christian Ponder in Sunday's loss to Chicago. The NFL says it won't fine San Francisco and Detroit head coaches Jim Harbaugh and Jim Schwartz for a minor post-game scrum after the 49ers win over the Lions Sunday. Harbaugh gave Schwartz a roundhouse handshake and a backslap that the Lions coach took offense to. And New Orleans Saints say head coach Sean Payton should be back to work tomorrow. He had surgery on his left leg that he injured in a sideline tackle during their loss at Tampa Bay. In Canadian football, the Calgary Stampeders will have a new starting quarterback on Friday. Head coach and GM John Huffnagel says struggling quarterback Henry Burris will be replaced by backup Drew Tate when the Stamps face the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. In racing, two drivers injured in the 15-car wreck at the Indy 300 on Sunday have been released from hospital. Pippa Mann had surgery for a burn to her pinky finger, while J.R. Hildebrand was treated for a bruised sternum. President of the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Chris Powell, was asked if IndyCar will be back in Las Vegas after the tragedy on Sunday.
I have no idea. I do not know that would be the case. One thing looking forward is that the new car that IndyCar already has been testing in 2011 with a plan to move into 2012 with it. So I'll be interested to see what types of changes come along with the new car.
The IndyCar series is working out details for a public service that fans can attend. In baseball, the MLB World Series starts tomorrow. It'll be the Texas Rangers against the St. Louis Cardinals, and the first pitch is 8:05 p.m. Send us your team or league scores by email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91X weather.
Mainly cloudy today with moderate winds and a high of 14. Tonight, still cloudy. Wind will slow in the evening, low 8. Wednesday, cloudy. Heavy rains will be starting in the evening and continuing later on in the week. Winds will pick up Wednesday morning, much like the weekend. High 13. At 12:10, it's 13 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sari Netta with Kurt Weiss. News is next at 1 o'clock.
91X